Okay. The question is, if you have a lower level employee who gets wind of a complaint against a higher level manager, if you have a lower level manager or supervisor who gets a report about a higher level manager or supervisor, are they required to report that? My answer would be, nothing in the law requires them to do anything. Oh, and by the way, I didn't mention FMLA, there's individual liability for that. So anybody who's involved in making FMLA decisions can get sued in their individual capacity along with the company. So if you need to motivate your managers and supervisors to pay attention when you're doing training on FMLA, explain that their pocketbook is on the line. Okay, back to handbooks. The law doesn't say they have to, but the court will hold you responsible once any manager knew. Right? So if a lower level manager finds out that the executive vice president or the CEO is engaged in some type of racial harassment, then yes, I would say that that means the company is on notice and the obligation to investigate and take prompt and appropriate remedial action is triggered. So I would want to be training that, yes, this does mean that times it may be uncomfortable, but you are going to be required to report that. And I would just have them come to HR. I mean, HR is always the option. Because HR can decide whether or not you have to share with the person who brought it to your attention. Because maybe you don't. I mean, in a lot of situations, I wouldn't think you'd necessarily have to. And if they say, I want to know, say why, so you can get sued for retaliation if you fire that person. I mean, it's really better that you don't know. I mean, I know you want to know, but it's better if you don't. Because otherwise, I have to, it's tying your hands for disciplinary action that may be justified for that employee. So if there's no reason for you to know, you're better off ignorant. Okay, I had another question down here. Thought? Okay. Dating in the workplace. I would suggest having a policy that I don't typically recommend saying no dating at all, because I think that's like sticking your head in the sand. there's going to be dating. But I would suggest that you consider having a policy that says that you can't date anyone in your direct or indirect control. And that policy needs to be a policy that expressly states this policy applies to the conduct of the person who is in the higher level position, right? So not the other. So whoever is at the top of that hierarchy is the one who is held responsible for a violation of this policy. And the other person is not. If I don't say that, then I end up in a situation where I won't necessarily get a report of harassment because the lower level employee who may be sexually harassed is not going to come and tell me that because they're going to be afraid that they're going to lose their job for violating the no dating policy. And that's not my intent. My intent is to basically say, I don't want this going on, but if it's going on, the person who is going to get in trouble for violating it is going to be the person at the top of that hierarchy. you with great responsibility comes whatever. Power comes responsibility, right? So, and I want to expressly state that because I don't want to in any way discourage somebody without power from letting me know that there's an issue. That make sense? Okay. When you're doing training on harassment, I always think it's a good idea to give some examples of the company's expectations when it comes to workplace dating. So let's say you have equals who are dating and they break up. What most people assume is that what happens in that personal context, particularly if they don't bring it into the workplace, is really none of the company's business, right? So if we work in different departments or the same department and we have a spat and it's uncomfortable out there, but we're not bringing it into the workplace, what difference does it make to the company? Well, keep in mind that the laws that prohibit harassment aren't governed 8 to 5, and they aren't governed just at what happens within the workplace. I mean, they're broad. It's anytime, any place, anywhere. And so somebody could potentially end up getting fired for something that happens outside the workplace. If they're stalking an employee, obviously that's going to be a problem because that employee is going to be terrified to come to work with somebody who's stalking them at night. So you can't just say, okay, well, it's not my business because it's not happening here. That doesn't cut it. So I think because of that, it's important to educate employees as they're coming in, that if you're dating somebody in the workplace, recognize that if you break up, you not only are expected to be professional and respectful to one another here, you're expected to be professional and respectful of one another everywhere. Otherwise, you could end up losing a significant other and your job all in a single week, which would really suck. So recognize that part of dating somebody that you work with means you have to hold yourself to a really high standard when your heart is broken or you're just plain ticked off, right? So, otherwise you're going to get these shocked looks. And you could end up losing a really valuable employee who just didn't get it. They thought they could be, they could lose their control and be an emotional basket case and scream or yell or send dead flowers or whatever it takes, to send a message outside, but it wouldn't affect them at work, and then they get fired. So you don't want that to happen. So educate people. Okay, then we go to workplace violence. I generally am the view of it's like the airport, no threats, no jokes. We're going to assume, I'm not going to be the one that explains to the family that we thought you were joking when you said, I'm about ready to go postal. Yeah, I'm just not. You say you're going to go postal, then I'm going to assume that you mean you're going to go postal and goodbye, we're done. And that's another thing you have to train people on, because otherwise they don't understand why you're overreacting and they're going to say, it's a joke, it's a joke, it's a joke. And I'm like, maybe it is, maybe it isn't. I'm not a psychiatrist and I don't have a crystal ball. So I don't know, but I'm not taking the chance. Just not. Stupid thing to say today. But if you educate people on that, you're less likely to get somebody who accidentally falls into that trap and you lose somebody who's talented.